By the way, Richard, you mentioned swans. Terry Flanagan and yourself were out looking at swans, I know, not so long ago. And Terry's in studio now, which seems a tiny bit odd. Terence, that you're sitting here, Richard's at home, and we're about to play a report of you and Richard. So why? What's it all about?
I was out on the canal on my own, not with Richard, and I was walking the dog and I saw two swans on the canal. Now, that's not uncommon, except one of them was an adult swan, a female, and the other was a young swan, one of last year's. And I thought to myself, there's an awful lot of white in that baby swan. And I always had the feeling that when the baby swans develop the white colour, which is generally around September, October, that the parents drive them off the territory. But here was a female and a baby swan, almost an adult swan. I couldn't figure out why this baby would still be with the mother. So who better to find out more than Richard Collins?
And where did you go?
I went off with Richard to the Broadmeadows in North County Dublin, a place I know that is close to his heart and where there are lots and lots of swans.
Right. Welcome to the best swan flock on the East Coast. I think it's the best swan flock the whole way, isn't it? If you go to Wexford, you might get a bigger one. But
they're beautiful, aren't they?
They're gorgeous, yes.
I knew I'd find you close to the swans.
Yeah.
And you know what? The reason I'm here today is I want to talk to you about swans. Because
good.
Up on the canal, where you were with me when we did the Christmas show, there are a pair of swans. I have it here on the phone. I'm going to let you have a look at this here now as I'm chatting to you.
Yes, these are quite a
pair of swans.
Very well filmed, I may say. You're a pro. Go on.
Well, if you look at it, you'll see.
Yes.
One is an adult, the one behind that's swimming along there. And the one in front seems to me to be a young bird, seems to be last year's young. Would I be right in saying that?
That's right. It's got a lot of brown plumage on it.
Yeah.
They lose the plumage gradually over the year. They're pure white. Well, not pure white for a while. There'll be still some brown on the rump maybe next year.
Yeah.
But they get whiter.
Well, I always thought that once the adult birds, once they see some white appearing on the young bird, that it's time to drive them away.
Yeah, daddy gets angry with these teenagers when they're not dressed properly. You know, they're the wrong haircut and, they've things dangling from their noses and things of that kind. So daddy gets very cross as they get white and he becomes more and more uneasy about them. And eventually he'll drive them out. You know, just say, get the hell out of here. Want you here anymore? I'm disappointed in you. That's the sort of sentiment. Mainly him. She might do it to some extent, but he is the driving force. No, he has to do that, Terry. He has to do it. It's all about paying the bill, because she will now, from now on, if she's going to breed next year, she'll have to form eggs. She'll have to build up eggs, and in a good territory, there may be as many as 9 eggs, or even more sometimes. And it takes a lot of energy, a lot of food to provide that. And there's got to be enough water area, territory of water defended to provide that food, water weeds. And that's a tall order. He's got to reserve an awful lot of it, keep other swans out, and that's going to be his wife and children's food for the next season. But if he doesn't drive last year's swans out, he's saddled with too many swans eating up the food. So he's got to clear the decks for next year's brood.
Well, I walk this section of the canal regularly, every day in fact, from anywhere between Castle Lock right up to Leest, if I walk with the dog. And these two swans that we see here, this adult, which is a female, I think. But I've never seen the male, the daddy, so to speak. So I'm thinking this is last year's mammy and the young bird. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Well, yes, it's possible. Remember, when youngsters are out, they get white, they're ousted. Now, they then have to, if they're wandering about, having been kicked out of the territory, the youngsters tend to, if they see swans, they attempt to join them. And this is their natural instinct. So it could be, it's hard to know, you can't tell too much from just this observation. But it may be a youngster, there's two possibilities. It may be a youngster that has seen this female on the canal and has decided to join her. As females tend to be less aggressive and it might get away. But I suspect that this is actually a pair, or not a pair, but a mother and child.
And why?
Because if you look at the video, She is coming after it. She's coming after the baby.
Bird. Yeah.
And that suggests a kind of maternal care for the youngster, calling it back, kind of. But I'm reading into it now. I mean, I don't know this, you know. But the cygnet is coming over towards us a bit, hoping for a handout of bread or something from us, probably. And she's kind of holding back and saying, come, be careful now, don't go to those two, they're a dangerous looking pair, don't go near them. That suggests that they are related in some way. It may not be true, but that is the likely.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I thought. And I have seen people down here in this spot feeding the swans. Mm. But I just don't understand why they haven't driven, or why the mammy hasn't driven this one away. Is it common for young birds to stay with the parents over winter?
Well, first of all, it may not be a territory. You and I have walked that stretch of canal, and I don't remember any nests I have seen out there.
Now, there are very, very few nests on the Royal Canal.
Canals were, I suspect, a lot of cases that I've managed to show this anyway, that the canals were dug, quarries were dug, for the stones to line the canal, do you see? So the quarries are much better places in which the swans could nest. 100 metres away or 200 metres away from the canal itself, you'll get the pair on the quarry. They won't be disturbed there so much. There'll be lots of weed and so on for them to feed on. And then when the adults have their youngsters, they move them onto the canal. So you tend not to get nests on the canal for that reason. You do get some nests on the canal, it's not, but they're often struck by barges and things like that. So this might be what's happening here, that she's not actually defending a territory. She may have moved on to the canal and is now kind of free of the property problem to some extent.
What do you think might have happened, the cob, the daddy?
I wouldn't necessarily think there's anything has happened. The cob might have other cygnets back on a quarry somewhere. That's one possibility. Swans are very vulnerable flying. So if it's flying along the canal, the likelihood of death is quite high. Mm-hmm. It's a risky business flying when you're a swan, and about half of them are killed crashing into wires, you see. So he might be dead. He may not be dead. He may be holding territory back home, and she may be on an excursion along the canal. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there are all kinds of possibilities. But she's not aggressive towards this youngster, as far as I can see from this video.
No, she seems actually to be protective of it.
Yes, yes. I would say a mother and daughter situation. But one doesn't speak ex cathedra about these things. It might be that. And they can sometimes, the cygnets stay rarely with the parents on through the following season, and it's in the second year that they depart.
Really?
You know, yes, yeah. I've seen that once or twice. It was very rare. I remember one extraordinary case where the cob swan stayed on, a young cob, a young male, stayed on for years. And the pair continued to breed. This particular male had an injury and couldn't fly properly. The owners of the territory tolerated this extra cob for a while, and eventually, for 3 or 4 years, it was there at the far end of the territory, and they just ignored it. They said, sure, he's harmless.
So what explanation then would you give for these two swans?
I think this female has drifted from a territory that's off the canal somewhere onto the canal, and she's now proceeding around with it. The cob is back home, and they probably have 3 or 4 more cygnets, and he's staying back minding the house, you know. And I think that might be the explanation.
And some pictures on the website, rte.ie/Mooney. Thank you very much indeed, Terence Flanagan.